Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
All right, Mary, thank you very, very much, and good morning, everybody. Welcome. We are glad to have you tuned to WBAP this brisk Sunday morning. Hope you will stay with us all through this morning so that we can help you with the plants at your place. And Mike Sutton is screening for me today. Randy Williams running the boards. Jerry Overton is in the news department. So we have an A-plus team. Everybody gets all thumbs up for this. So please call on through. I just put this comment up on my Facebook page. This is the easiest time of year to get through on my radio program. People are sleeping in. It's cool outside. It's not springtime. Yakety yak, yakety yak. Give us a call right now. We can talk about plants, and I will guarantee you that we will take more calls today than we normally have been taking, because the diagnostic calls, to a large degree, have dropped away, and calls just move quickly, so we have a shorter wait time for you. Everything's in your favor. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We'll get our program underway very quickly now, but do call now, please. 800-288-9227. And join me on Facebook. I'd love to have you there. It's an interesting page. We have 14,060 gardening enthusiasts who are on the page, and people ask questions, and other people chime in and answer, and I answer a lot of the time, and if I don't know an answer, I'll just ask people if anybody's had experience with this plant or that plant or whatever, please help. So it's kind of a fun thing to see, too. And that is N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. That's basically what I have. Again, the phone number here is 800-288 WBAP, that's 800-288-9227. I'd love to hear from you right now. It's time to hear about the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. And let me just kind of reach across the table here and say to you, if you are in the market for a new pet, adopt a shelter animal. There are lots of shelters. I'm going to tell you about two of them. But it's very important that you help reduce the population by taking some of these out of the shelters and giving them homes in North Texas. They're wonderful dogs and cats. I'm a dog guy. We have had three or four cats over the years. Let's see, it would be five from the SPCA shelter, strays that were given wonderful lives in our home, and so we're happy with them. But I've had 21 dogs that have been shelter dogs during that time. I've bought a couple of dogs also, and you have to pay when you go to the shelters in most cases, because there's an upkeep cost. But my point being, these are mongrels like all of us, and they're fun. They have wonderful spirit, and they're grateful to be your buddy. And the SPCA shelters, I've been doing the Pet of the Week now for 25 years in radio, and it's really cool when they let me know how many dogs we have gotten adopted. All right, today's SPCA of Texas dog is Gaia, G-A-I-A. Gaia, a sweet Catahoula mix with a precious personality. Gaia is only 2 years old. She came to the SPCA of Texas all the way from Louisiana. Sweet girl is a Cajun Texan. Gaia and her shelter friends were transferred to the SPCA of Texas a couple of months ago after Hurricane Isaac was headed toward her home state. Gaia loves to play outside, but knows how to calm down once she is inside. She's also great with other dog companions, and she enjoys her play groups at the shelter. The SPCA shelter in McKinney, that's where I do my dog shopping, and it is really cool to watch the dogs playing. They have a big play area, a yard that's artificial turf for easy cleaning, and the place is spotless, and it's cheerful, and you see volunteers everywhere where working with the animals. It's a cool place. All right, so back to Gaia. Loving girl, always has a big smile on her face, even knows commands. She's a little needing a little brushing up on some of the commands. However, Gaia is a very smart girl. She recalls things quickly. The perfect dog for just about any family. Would love to meet you this afternoon. In fact, you have time to go out there after my program and before Football starts in the local marketplace a little later this afternoon. Come meet Gaia today. They're open noon until 6 at both of the SPCA shelters. You can see Gaia, G-A-I-A. She's at the McKinney shelter. You can see her and all the other adoptable pets by going to the overall website, spca.org/findapet. That's for both of the shelters, the Dallas and the McKinney shelter. spca.org/findapet. Just like all pets at the SPCA of Texas, Gaia's already been spayed. She's had her age-appropriate vaccines. They invite you to bring your current dog to the shelter for a meet-and-greet. They have separate greeting rooms available to you. They're at 8411 Stacy Road, I don't know if they bring outside dogs into the shelter. That may happen outside in their walking area somewhere else. I don't want to overspeak that one. But anyway, the SPCA shelter in McKinney is at 8411 Stacy Road. That's Farm to Market 720, just east of Custer Road, and they are open noon until 6, 7 days a week. And that's on the north side of Craig Ranch, northwest side of Craig Ranch. Main Street in Frisco turns into Stacy when you go across Custer. The SPCA shelter in Dallas is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road, also open noon to 6, 7 days a week. I was at the McKinney shelter 2 weeks ago with two of our grandsons. We're beginning to think a little bit about adoption, and we just thought we'd go out and look around a little bit. The SPCA of Texas report is sponsored today by Whiz-Q Stone at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. Their telephone number is 817-429-0822 and their whiz-q.com. Whiz-Q Stone has been in business since 1983. It's a third generation family business, and that family is one nice family. They're so actively involved in their business. They're so actively involved in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. Everybody thinks highly of Mike and Derek Wisnand. And let me tell you, they are two of the nicest people you will ever see. Mike has been in that business since his dad founded it. And Derek, I've known him since he was 5 years old. 22 acres of beautiful natural stone, flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel. They'll help you plan your landscape improvement project. If it's a do-it-yourself project, take photos and measurements. They'll help you figure out how much to have them deliver or take with you if it's a small order, or if it's a job that you want to have help with, a landscape contractor can be referred by Whiz-Q Stone. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, open 6 days a week, 817-429-0822, Whiz, W-H-I-Z, hyphen Q, .com. It's Whiz-Q Stone.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, Fred, very, very much. It's nice to be with you every Sunday at this time, 8 until 11 here on WBAP. I've been doing this program since 1978 at three different radio stations. And boy, I'll tell you, it's wonderful to be at the powerhouse, the granddaddy station, WBAP. Now, it also would be grand to look down at the phone screen board on my monitor and see a full phone bank. But as I mentioned, this is the easiest time of year to call through. We're going to go to Jim in Waco in just 15 seconds. But I do want to give you the number again because I could use a few calls to get the program started this morning. It's the hardest hour to get calls. Lots of listeners, hard hour to get people to call. 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Jim, this is Neil. Good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I've been listening to you for a long time, and you recommended some 444 tomatoes.
Yes, sir.
And so I tried them this year.
Good.
And we got a good crop, and they made one, and then they just quit bearing. And then you said, don't pull them up, you know, later on. So I watered them, took care of them, and now I have a beautiful bunch of tomato plants. They're loaded with green tomatoes. I have cow peppers and jalapenos. The plants are 3 feet tall, and they're loaded. And, this weather was coming, and it was out in the open, and I couldn't carry them to the greenhouse, so we built a greenhouse around them yesterday.
Good.
I used the black tarp, the perforated one, because that's what I had. And they probably got, it's 5 foot off the ground.
All right. How can I help you with them? You better get that off pretty quickly.
Okay. Anyway, I need to know, do I need a ventilation for them, or will that pretty well take care of them?
Well, I wouldn't put black anything over plants that are being protected from cold, because it will cause them to overheat the next morning when it may still be. It's not that cold in Waco today, but let's just project 3 weeks from now when it's 29 degrees and you have these things covered. You don't dare uncover them at 30 degrees when it begins to warm up. But if it's a sunny morning, then the sun will hit that thing and it'll be 85 degrees in there in 10 minutes, and you can't handle that. So,
I'm glad it worked and rolled it back.
Yeah, that's fine. Black plastic or black anything is not a good plan. You can do it with clear plastic if you wish. That's much better. As far as protecting tomatoes, you're going to have to. Jim, it's a really involved thing to grow tomatoes in a greenhouse. You've got to have enough air volume that you can keep the temperature between probably 50 and 80 degrees all the time during the winter time. And it's going to overheat if it's a small area, especially on cold times. I think you need to enjoy those tomatoes a little longer into the fall than you might have otherwise. They might have frosted early. And then just let them go at that point. I would not obsess over trying to keep them clear into Christmas and the New Year. That's not going to be a good plan in a small greenhouse. That would be my recommendations. I'm glad they've worked well for you, and you should be out of the business within the next 4 to 5 weeks. Often we have one of these early frosts, and parts of Texas have had a brush with frost or a freeze already, and then often we'll have 3 or 4 more weeks of growing conditions if we can just get them through that first round like this one. So that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
All right.
Say what I can.
Yep, that's right. I appreciate your call. Congratulations. Thank you, sir, very, very much. All right, before we go to break, let me give you our number one more time. I want to see some calls coming in, folks, at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Just to make sure that I'm quoted correctly, I do not recommend trying to save spring plantings of tomatoes all the way through the summer and into the fall. Sometimes you get lucky and have some tomatoes, but you'll always have a better crop if you start new plants the last week of June. Just a heads up on that. It's very difficult to get them through a hot summer in Texas. Let me give you the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. All of this week, I have worked to finish every part of my 2013 Texas gardening calendar and get it in the hands of the graphic design artist. You have no idea how much time it takes. Maybe I'm just a perfectionist, but even the small photographs that go down on the grid page took me an entire day to get them found out of my files, the ones that I liked that matched with the big photos. Took 4 days to get the large photos and a full day to get the small photos, and the big ones were a week ago. It's just takes a long time. Proofreading this week, I have done all my work. I've turned it in. I will look at the page proofs from this point on. We're getting very close to printing the calendar with 10,000 words telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. When to plant those fall tomatoes, for example. All those reminders are there in bullet form. 10,000 words, a beautiful calendar. It's going to be the prettiest calendar we've ever put out. My 30th annual Texas gardening calendar. And if you call today before 11, you can still save 38% on the calendar. You buy it with a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. As long as you order before we go to press, you get the lowest price of the year. Before we commit to a press count, you get the lowest price of the year. $36.95. Call before the price goes up. It will never come back to $36.95 again. There's a $3 postage charge on the calendar. And here is the number to call, but you must call before 11 today. A full year of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, new or renewal, your copy of the calendar when it prints, and all of that information. It's just hundreds of bullets of information. 800-752-GROW. Call before 11, 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769.
Fall is a season of unpredictable weather. It could be wet, it could be cold, and that holds your foundation hostage. Hi, this is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. If you're concerned about your foundation, call the pros. The home inspection is free. The estimate is free. Should you need the repairs, they're guaranteed for a lifetime. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
All right. Thank you, sir, very, very much. And let me tell you right now about Dalworth Clean, because they are the next best thing to new Dalworth Clean. They started out as Dalworth Carpet Cleaning. They do so much more now. Whatever your floor surface or surfaces in your home, they can come and make them look as good as new again. They're the next best thing to new. That's it. That's why they say that. And whether it's deep down Dalworth Carpet Cleaning with a $29 savings, $29 per area savings, when you have five areas or more cleaned, you pay $29 per area when you have them clean five areas or more. Or whether it is a sandless, messless resurfacing of hardwood floors, whether it's cleaning and polishing marble or tile and grout or stained concrete floors, whatever it is, they do it great. Count on Dalworth's quality. Count on their service. They're just the best. 32 years I've told you about Dalworth Clean. And they also have Dalworth Flooring Services now, where they can come in and put new flooring in of any kind. And it's a beautiful showroom at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. You can call that store, 817-520-1400, for directions or for their shop at home van to bring samples of the new flooring to your home. But the number to call for the floor cleaning and floor upgrade, whatever you need, whether it's that $29 per area special for five areas or more, or whether it's any of the other cleaning and polishings that I mentioned, the main number for Dalworth is 214 or 817-267-8433. Call tomorrow. Make a note of that number, 267-8433, or book online at Dalworth.com.
You can judge the quality of a radio program by the strength of its sponsors. I'm proud of the people who advertise here. They include Busy Bees Pest Control, 972-416-9404, or 1-800-INSECTS, busybees.com, BIZZYBEES.com, and Creative Water Gardens, 2125 West Kingsley in Garland, 972-271-1411, creativewatergardens.net.
Those people are just the best. I am grateful for all of my advertisers. There's a complete list of them at neilsperry.com. Neil on the radio. Click on Neil on the radio and it'll take you from there. Dallas Plumbing Company is one of our comparatively new sponsors. They've been with me for a couple of years now, and how proud can I be to have a company that was established in 1903, family owned by the Downs family for four generations. You hear me talking about family businesses and independent retail nurseries and the people who own and operate these businesses. There is no company with a nicer family and a nicer legacy than Dallas Plumbing Company. Dallas Plumbing Company is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts. And right now through November 15, get up to $1,350 cash back and 0% interest for up to 3 years on new qualifying high efficiency Carrier air conditioning systems. We had one installed at our home this year, and you will be happy. We certainly are. New customers who haven't used Dallas Plumbing in the past 3 years will receive $50 off your first plumbing or air conditioning service call or heating call. Might get that word in now. They also have a new display showroom, their kitchen and bath showroom at 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. Avoid problems with fitting your new fixtures to your plumbing. Talk to the experts first. Open 6 days a week. It's Dallas Plumbing. Of course, for emergencies, the plumbing services are and air conditioning heating are available to you. 214-340-6300. 214-340-6300. 214-340-6300. DallasPlumbing.com. All right, we go back to our phone lines now, and let's go to Marion in Allen. Marion, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And I was just saw an article in a magazine about growing moss under trees where the where it was too shady for grass. I just wondered if that would work in the Allen area.
It will work in the wintertime, and in the early spring it will. It'll die out in the summer. We have a lot of native mosses, of course, but it is not a plant that is going to survive the very hot, dry summers that we have.
Oh.
If you want a shade-loving ground cover, there are some really good ones for North Texas. The one that I have used at my home in quantity is Mondo grass or monkey grass. It's not a true grass. It's a nice ground cover, not the dwarf. I use a little of it, but I've used regular Mondo grass in quantity at my home in Collin County. I also have some Liriope, which is the big brother of Mondo grass or big sister. I don't know. Can't tell on those plants. And then also things like Asian jasmine and purple winter creeper euonymus will do well in the shade. I have a lot of information on my website at neilsperry.com and also on my Facebook page in notes on dealing with shade and the plants that will grow in the shade. So you might look there.
And what about, why wouldn't you use the dwarf mondo grass?
Dwarf mondo grass is lovely, but my experience over 35 years of growing it is that it is extremely slow growing. I mean, it will wear you out waiting for it to cover. You have to plant it leaf to leaf so it touches. And when you do that, Marion, it becomes extremely expensive to plant it. And then I also had a crown rot that hit it that killed out part of mine. And in a well-drained berm that I had, so it wasn't like it was in a bog. And so I was kind of put off by that. I've never had that with regular mondo grass. I still use, I transplanted what I could save of the several hundred plants that I had. I transplanted probably 150 of them. I lost about half of that 100 square foot bed. But I spent a lot of money. It was I'm going to tell you some business things that I don't need to be sharing right here, but I will. It was a nursery that is long since out of business that owed me some money, and I just took Dwarf Mondo in lieu of the money that they owed, and everybody came away happy until about 15 years later when that bed developed the problem. So I would it takes too long. Yeah.
Okay.
A lot more than you wanted to hear there, wasn't there?
No, I thank you very much.
I'm glad you called. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye. All right, now let me invite you to call because we still have a couple of open lines. It's the nature of this time of year. I don't worry about it at all. When you do garden radio for 35 years and you see trends happening that in mid to late fall, up until the first of the year, you have a quieter time. You don't panic. You just give the phone number a little more often. I would love to hear from you right now. It's a good way to talk about things you might want to be considering for your landscape. It's a perfect time for landscaping, and the number to call is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We have Rodney and Rallet coming up in a moment. Let me tell you first, though, about Southern Living Plants. Each plant in the Southern Living Plant Collection has been specifically chosen to succeed in Southern gardens. The result of evaluations, trials, and research, these are superior plants that offer improvements to solve challenges in the landscape. Southern Living Plant Collection varieties are the perfect addition to your garden or container. These are plants you can trust. Some of the favorite varieties that they have are the Southern Living Plant Collection Nandinas. They have three Southern Living Plant Collection Nandinas that offer richer color than traditional Nandinas, and they offer that color all year long. Their light feathery foliage is fuller. They don't grow into stiff bunch of sticks as some Nandinas can do. And they also have purple pixie and purple diamond loropetalums. Grow to manageable sizes, unlike some earlier loropetalums that get too tall. Purple pixie has a unique dwarf weeping habit. It's perfect in containers or in a well-amended soil as a ground cover in morning sun afternoon shade. Purple diamond can be maintained at 4 to 5 feet. Both of them keep their rich purple foliage all year long. Give them kind of the same growing conditions you would give azaleas, and you'll be all set. For more information on decorating, planting, and care tips, go to southernlivingplants.com. These folks are tremendous, and they're going to be sponsoring our home landscape school. I'll tell you about that in just a minute. Once again, southernlivingplants.com.
The first local news of the hour, every hour, every day. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Well, I want to invite you to join us, and us would include Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens and Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum for our all-day 2013 Home Landscape School on Saturday, January 26th at the Plano Center. Popular annual school has taught thousands of Texans principles of good garden design. We will teach you how to draw a landscape plan to scale. But if you just want to learn, you can come sit in on the class as well. Principles of good garden design. What does it take to make an attractive landscape? Best trees and shrubs for Texas landscaping, annual and perennial color, how to have a perfect lawn, effective entryways and front gardens, fun patios and backyards, designing a landscape plan to scale, all day Saturday, January 26, 2013, at the Plano Center in the north part of the Metroplex. Now, having said that, let me tell you, you have to pre-register, and we have a $20 savings on the registration fee if you call today before 11 o'clock. We will also then give you a one-on-one consultation, 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional in North Dallas on February 9 or 10. You choose which Saturday or Sunday you want, February 9 or 10, and you'll leave with a working drawing of your landscape project, the knowledge of how to do more projects in the future. All day, Saturday, January 26, and then the landscape consultations, February 9 or 10. And it's $179 for one person, $219 for two people from the same household. That's if you call today before 11. The phone number to call is the same number you call for the wrapping up offer of my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-GROW. You must call before 11 on both of these offers, 800-752-4769. Time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom and Jerry Overton. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. WBAP News, I'm now 833. It is 38 degrees. And it's Hurricane Sandy again. We'll get details right after we check your first Weather In Touch forecast and traffic. And the WBAP Weather In Touch forecast. Sunny skies today. Light winds. Going to be pleasant. A high of around 64. Clear and cold tonight with a low of 32. Maybe some patchy frost possible in outlying areas tomorrow. Sunny. A little warmer with a high of around 69. Again, in Arlington, clear 34. Fort Worth Meacham, it's clear and 37. 38 degrees now at DFW Airport. Now the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch.
The major accidents or stalls reported right now on the metro highways on the Dallas side. Watch for ongoing construction and possible lane closures, 635 east and westbound between Hillcrest and Montford. This report brought to you by Walgreens. This Halloween, you don't want to end up at the corner of trick-or-treat and empty-handed. So go to Walgreens for all your favorite Halloween candy like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Snickers bars. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Superstorm forecast. To form this week could stretch hundreds of miles, affect tens of millions of people. It's prompted a number of states to declare emergencies and urge millions of residents along the East Coast to move to higher ground. Hurricane Sandy expected to merge with two wintry systems as it comes ashore. Tsunami warning for Hawaii downgraded to an advisory after the first waves were lower than expected, but Hawaii Governor Neil Abercrombie says beaches and harbors are still closed statewide. The warning was triggered by a magnitude 7.7 earthquake off Canada's west coast. Biggest October surprise of the presidential campaign apparently going to be the weather. Scrambling to avoid the coming superstorm, Mitt Romney heads to battleground Ohio instead of Virginia today. And President Obama is going to be in Florida and Ohio today and then return to the White House tomorrow to monitor the storm. Again, looking for a high today of 64. It is 38 degrees at DFW Airport. From the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. Now let's get back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
So the CIA knew the attack was happening in Benghazi, and three times they were told to not respond to the attacks. Coming up on the Monday Morning Ben Ferguson Show, we'll have this breaking news. The CIA did, in fact, ask to go in three times, and they were told to stand down. That coming up on the Ben Ferguson Show from 9 to 11 a.m. on News Talk 820 a.m. and 96.7 FM WBAP.
Summer's drought was hard on all of us, but hopefully your landscape has benefited from the recent rains. Now is the time to spruce up those summer-weary beds, and Shades of Green can help. You'll find fresh and colorful pansies, snapdragons, violas, kale, cabbage, mums, and so much more. The folks at Shades of Green know a thing or two about drought-hardy native perennials. You'll find hundreds of varieties to choose from. Fall is the best time to plant perennials to give them a strong head start for next spring and summer. Remember, Shades of Green's annual tree sale is going on right now. You can save up to 30% during this tremendous sale. Get in the fall spirit. Right now, Shades of Green has a great selection of pumpkins, hay, corn stalk, and gourds. Shades of Green really is not your ordinary nursery. Visit www.shadesofgreeninc.com for information on all their upcoming events and promotions. That's shadesofgreeninc.com. Give them a call at 972-335-9095. Stop by and visit Shades of Green at 7401 Coit Road, just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco.
All right. Thank you very, very much. And we welcome you back to our program. If you'd like to call, we would love to hear from you at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Several calls waiting, but we'll get right to you. Let me tell you right now about Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. They are the water, garden, and pond supply dealer extraordinaire, and they've been in business a long time, and they're just fabulous people. Leaves are falling. You'll want to get help from Dixon Brothers to winterize your swimming pool successfully. The pool life way. Go to Dixon Brothers to get a pool cover or an automatic pool sweep to keep leaves and debris out of the water. Keep your pool water clean, clear, blue, and enjoyable all year long. Leaves don't belong in the bottom of a garden pond either. You can pick up a pond shark net to scoop existing leaves from the pond, and a pond cover net to keep the new leaves out. Add pig out, proven beneficial bacteria, naturally to devour the remaining organic debris in the water, keeping it healthy, clean, and beautiful all winter long. Dixon Brothers is your best resource for all aquatic needs. Mary Traveland and her crew are working with water, providing beautiful floating lake fountains, water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool pumps, motors, chemicals and service, even water well pumps and supplies. If it's related to water, Dixon Brothers has it for you. The skilled staff at Dixon Brothers has the knowledge and experience in the industry. You can trust them. Call them. 972-288-7537. Open Monday through Saturday. 972-288-7537. Their 20,000 square foot showroom is at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, one block north of historic downtown Mesquite on North Galloway. D-I-C-K-S-O-N, Dixon Brothers in Mesquite.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborological Services. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
All right. Thank you, Steve, very much. And let's go back to our phone lines. We go to Rodney in Rowlett. Rodney, it's Neil. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Neil. This is Rodney. I'm first-time caller, first-time listener.
Well, thank you.
I'm very, very happy to talk to you. I've listened to you before and read your magazine. I think it's great.
Thank you.
My question is over the Blackfoot daisy. I've gotten several plants from different sources of this plant, and a couple of them call them a different genus. And I'm wondering, taxonomy-wise, how do I know that I'm getting a Blackfoot daisy? It's really my question, because what is the correct Latin name of that plant?
Melampodium is the genus. Melampodium leucanthemum. Melampodium is the genus, and then the species is leucanthemum, leucanthum. It's a pretty plant, isn't it? Native dry land plant, very water efficient.
Oh yeah, it's a great plant. I like to call it, I'm sure other people call it that, but I call it a parking lot perennial.
It really is durable.
Okay. Oh, great, because, I've gotten some that said it was, but they called it a zinnia, and it looks like it, but I just wanted to know if it...
Well, and there are some small really zinnias there. I can imagine there would be confusion because they're very similar in appearance. What I would recommend doing is buying from an independent retail garden center where you really are talking to a longtime horticulturist. I'd talk to the owner or the manager. a lot of times I see things that are mislabeled, and some of the national chains have national buyers. We end up having things shipped into our marketplace that have absolutely no reason to exist in our state. They won't grow in our state, and they're mislabeled. They try very, very hard, and there's some wonderful nurserymen who work in those big chains, but the odds of finding a really good source of advice are hugely better when you're talking to the owner of an independent retail garden center.
Okay, great. Yeah, it's a very important question for me because I'm a grower and I supply quite a bit of the perennials, you know, to Texas, and I just want to make sure I'm getting the right plant for everybody.
Are you buying from one of the major national seed sources?
I'm getting it as an unrooted cutting out of South America.
All right. I understand. I understand completely. I have a grower friend, and I would be happy to ask him a little bit more detail. If you would contact via email gretchen@sperrygardens.com and explain her question, she'll get it to me, and I'll find out from my friend and see what suggestions he would offer.
Okay, very good. All right.
That would be good because he's getting plugs all the time and all kinds of little asexually propagated things that are so tiny I just can't believe they can survive, and he's such a good grower. I'll see what I can find for you.
All right, I do appreciate it. Thanks, Neil.
Thank you, Rodney, very much. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to David in Plano. David, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
This spring, my grandson and I were working in the kitchen, and I was... Anyway, the short version of this is that I took an avocado seed and told him we could grow a tree, and sure enough, we're growing a tree. The thing's about, it's in a pot, and it's about 15 inches tall now.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, there's two virtually identical trunks, I guess you'd call them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure whether I leave them both as this thing gets bigger or whether I...
Well, let me give you the long-term outcome of avocados in our area, and it's probably best that you start sharing this information with him and buying in on it yourself. They must have temperatures above 35 degrees. You're going to have a houseplant in the wintertime, and that houseplant is going to get 20 or 30 feet tall. So I unless you have a very unusual set of circumstances, you're probably not going to keep it anywhere near long enough for it to bear fruit. When they bear fruit, they are larger trees than peach trees are, and probably twice that size and twice that width. And so it's a short-term houseplant that's a novelty. And so from that standpoint, what I tell people is that if you let it grow single trunk as a tree normally would do, in other words, if you were to remove one of those two trunks, like you would do if you were going to try to grow it outside in a frost-free area like San Diego, you would take one of them off and let it grow into a tree, a single trunk tree. But as a houseplant, it's better to tip prune it, take the growing tip out periodically, and then later the growing tips, you're already there, and make it branch and keep it shrubby, and that way it won't get as tall and lanky and out of range, out of control as quickly. So keep it a little bit slowed down on its growth, and I think you need to tell him it's like, well, there's some animals that we can't raise outside in Texas because they can't handle the cold weather or they can't handle the heat. We don't normally typically have polar bears as backyard pets, nor giraffes, because they have different environmental needs, and plants are the same way. This one is a plant that likes the tropics.
Okay, so once it gets too big, it's just got to go
away. Have another one coming along. If you eat another avocado, start another one, and you always have some young ones coming along. It's just the way you have to deal with that plant.
I understand. Thank you very
much. All right. You betcha. Thanks for calling. Let me go to Sandra in Powderly near Paris. Sandra, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. It's wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you for the call. Thank you.
I have in front of my home a flower bed that has a specimen. my mind is blank. I'm
Japanese
sorry.
Maple, it says
Japanese
on my monitor.
Maple,
there you go.
There you go. And it is 10 years old, and the man who did our landscaping thought that there would be more shade there than there is. And it started really suffering last year this year, you know, we just barely had brought it through.
How old is it where it is, Sandra? I think you told me, and I'm thinking I missed it.
10 years.
Okay, I thought I heard 10 years. All right. Uh-huh. And did something change? Did something change in the last 2 years about the shade?
No.
So it has struggled for 10 years.
Well, yes, it just really the last 2 years, it loses its leaves several times a year.
Right, and that's just if it has any amount of sun. We live in a little more foreboding climate for Japanese maples even than you do. Texas is not their favorite home. Japan is, but the problem that we have in Texas is the low humidity in the summer. You have much better soils than those of us in the Metroplex have. I have probably 20 or 25 Japanese maples in our pecan forest around our home, and there's not a one of them that gets any sun at all. Even with that, if I let them get a little bit dry, they scorch, and sometimes they'll even drop leaves on the new plants if I just mess up and I'm gone for a few days in the summer and forget to water one of them or something. I've done that. But that's, you know, until you can get it in shade, it's going to continue to have the problem. Is there good broadcasting. Is there enough of the tree left to transplant and salvage, or is it just shot?
We certainly can try, and we live in a woods.
Okay.
So I have plenty of places to put it.
Well, full shade is its ally, and uh-huh. moisture is its ally. How large is the trunk? Okay, how large is the trunk?
Okay, the trunk, I would say, in diameter would maybe be 6 inches or 8. It's a pretty big tree.
All right, that's going to require...
It keeps it trimmed.
Yeah, that will require a tree spade, or it will require a tree digging crew of 2 or 3 people. Most of a day to get that tree dug. It's going to be expensive to move it.
Okay. What can I put there to replace it?
Tell me how tall.
Similar size.
Okay, but tell me how Japanese maples come in all different flavors. Tell me how tall and wide you want the new plant to be.
I would say 12 feet would probably be the max. We have a two-story or very tall pitched roof, so it isn't... you know, it has a lot of you know, background to it. I would say this one right now is about 8 feet.
All right. Well, the best of the 12-foot shrubs, things that would stay at, and I'm talking about small tree form shrubs that would stay at 12 feet. And there are 4 or 5 that come to mind, and I'm also remembering that you have acidic soil, and so you pick up 2 or 3 others that are not as good for us in the Metroplex.
Yes.
Tree form hollies are certainly going to be at the top of my list, and tree form yaupon holly would be at the very top of the list. If you were to choose a female yaupon holly, in other words, one that bears fruit, you will have a smaller plant. The bearing of the fruit keeps them shorter than a male plant, usually, as traditionally. And if you go to a good independent retail garden center and say, I want a really high-quality female yaupon holly, and if you find it with berries on it at the time you buy it, then you know you have a female. All right, so that's one. Possum haw holly, Warren's Red Possum haw holly was developed in Oklahoma City. It gets a little taller than that, 12 to 15 feet tall, and it will have several trunks, kind of like in growth form a tree form crepe myrtle, multi-trunked. It will have large red berries in the winter against the and it drops its leaves, unlike yaupon holly. So that's Warren's Red Possum haw holly. If you come anywhere near Bonham and then head down 121 or anywhere in the North Texas area in the winter, and you see red fruiting shrubs out on the hillsides, that's what that is. This is a selection that's even better. You could use Nellie R. Stevens holly in tree form. I have used that along my drive and love that plant. It's a little hard to find, but in tree form, but it makes a beautiful plant. And then one other holly would be perhaps Oakland or Marinelle holly as a shrub, and then you would train them by removing some of the lower branches into a small tree.
I'm sorry. We have been to North Haven Gardens before.
Sure.
Would that be a good place to start?
North Haven is wonderful. I'm about to do an ad for another nursery where I have bought a lot of hollies as well. I have bought from both them and from from North Haven. So just if you'll listen to this next break.
I will.
Okay.
I will listen.
I've got to get that break in. In fact, I just looked at my clock. So,
all right.
But that'll
Thank
get you started. And there are some non-hollies, too, but those are certainly the best. A tree-form crepe myrtle would be lovely. And there are some intermediate varieties that get 10 to 15 feet tall. CrepeMyrtleTrails.org is the website of the Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney. And there is a list of all the varieties by height, along with the preferred varieties, the recommended varieties by height and color. So that will help. Hey, I appreciate your call so much. Let me give you the offer from Neil Sprays Gardens Magazine once again. And this is good until 11 today. We're wrapping up the pre-production offer on my 2013 Texas gardening calendar. Last night, about 10 o'clock at night, I sent to the graphic design artist my final approval on the final parts of what she has done. It just takes, there are a lot of elements that go into designing a calendar when you have 10,000 words telling people month by month, by bullet form, short, concise bullets, what needs to be planted, pruned, fertilized, and sprayed in that month in your landscape and garden. All that information, a beautiful calendar, gardening tips, all kinds of information at a 38% savings if you order it today before 11. It's the lowest price of the year, and that is because we have not committed yet to a paper count, to a print run. As soon as I tell the printer how many we want to print, the price will be raised, and it'll never come back. Now, you get the calendar at that savings by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sprays Gardens Magazine, recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. 27 years we've published the magazine. This is my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar. All that information, all of that for $36.95, satisfaction guaranteed. Wonderful Christmas gift. $36.95 and $3 postage on the calendar. Call before 11. Call before the price goes up. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Black Cow composted cow manure is the perfect soil conditioner for our Texas soils. Black Cow enriches the soil with organic matter and helps retain moisture. Now is the perfect time to prepare fall flower beds and fall vegetable gardens. Getting the soil ready is your first step. Black Cow is fully composted, easy to use, and there's no bad odor. Fall is also a great time to set out new shrubs and trees. It's cooler and less stressful on new plants. Mix Black Cow with your native soil right in the planting hole. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bag at your favorite garden center or home improvement warehouse. For more information, check the website Black Cow, spelled with a K.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD Board of Trustees. Substance abuse can hit any family. It's a disease that knows no boundaries. Serenity High in McKinney offers hope. It offers a chance at completing high school in a sober environment. We think it's the only public recovery high school in America. It's a small and nurturing school. It's self-paced, and each program is tailored to the specific student. Serenity High in McKinney is for students who have completed drug and alcohol treatment and who have been advised not to go back to their old schools. Serenity High in McKinney is a part of the McKinney School District, but it's open to students from all partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
One day at a time.
Thank you, Lynn, very, very much. SerenityHigh.org. You can find out all about that wonderful school, the only one of its kind, as she said. Proud of my wife, in the United States, only public recovery high school. The nursery I was referring to a minute ago, and I don't do plugs in my answers, but I'm about to give a heartfelt plug to Covington Nursery and Landscape in Rowlett. It's on the northeast side of the Metroplex, east side, and convenient to Paris, as much so as any nursery in the North Texas area. And they always have a wonderful selection of woody plant material, including just some incredible hollies. I mentioned the tree form Nellie R. Stevens holly. Valley, and that is where I found mine a couple of years ago. They don't always have them, but if anybody does, they're probably about as likely as anybody. Covington Nursery and Landscape at 5518 President George Bush Highway, formerly Liberty Grove Road in Rowlett, just north of Highway 66 off the Bush Turnpike in Rowlett. 972-475-5888. They'll be open just a little later this morning. Time to plant pansies. Covington's has more than 40 varieties of their own homegrown pansies, also violas and panolas in every color of the rainbow, and they're on sale. Buy three flats, get the fourth free. Pansies are the hardiest flower for cool season color. They'll give you beautiful blooms until spring. This is also a perfect time to plant trees and shrubs. 18 acres of the highest quality plants for your selection. They have 7-gallon Chinese pistachios, 7 and 15-gallon Shantung maples for fall color. They're great plants, beautifully grown. They need to be planted out because they are full-sized. Larger trees as well. Check out the available stock list at their website, CovingtonNursery.com. CovingtonNursery.com, 5518 President George Bush Highway. That is just north of Highway 66 in Rowlett. And we go back to our phone lines to Don in Hazlitt. Don, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Don.
Listen, I've talked to you before, but we had a trench dug in our backyard about 2 foot wide and 75 foot long.
All right.
We tamped it down good, and we put new Bermuda sod on it, and it's sinking. And I want to level off the low spots, but we have two dogs, and they'll run right through it coming into the back door. My neighbor said we might be able to fill that with sand, the low spots.
Well, you can. How deep are these low spots going to end up being, Don?
Oh, maybe two at the most, but I'm going to say around an inch.
All right, hear me. I'm going to run out of time here before long, so hear me quickly, closely. Number one, that soil that was in the trench is out there somewhere, and so you have a ridge on either side, and now you're going to have to fill to make it even. You can do that, but if there's any way to get the soil that's on the sides back into the trench, that would solve the problems. That's not the answer, though, to your question. Yes, washed brick sand that you would use to mix mortar, would work. Late April or May would be the best time to do that, so that it can filter through the grass as the grass greens up. 2 inches is a lot to add, especially over a two-foot width. Folks, I'm out for this hour. Two more hours to come. June and Robert, stay with me.